This is a podcast from News Talk Radio 710, WOR, New York. Log on to WOR710.com for more information. Welcome back to the Wilner Window, sponsored by Wilner Chemists. WOR's airing of this program constitutes neither an endorsement of the products offered or of the ideas expressed.
Welcome back for the second hour of the Wilner Window. As our hosts, Don Goldberg and Arne Gitomer, the nutritional supplement professionals, invite you once again to look in on a discussion of nutritional supplements and their role in preventing disease and promoting optimal health. Don and Arne are both pharmacists, the owners of Wilner Chemists, New York's oldest and largest nutritional pharmacy, and the authors of the highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. You can just sit back and enjoy the view, or you can call in with your questions. The number to call is 1-800-321-0710. That's 1-800-321-0710. Now, back to Arne and Don.
And welcome back to the second hour of the Wilner Window. This is Arne Gitomer, once again, joined by our medical expert, Dr. Richard Prodell. And we have our special guest, Dr. Hector Lopez. And, we have two MDs on the show today. You're outranking one pharmacist.
That's true.
That's true. Years ago, it's funny, this is going back into the 60s, when I first started out in working in a retail pharmacy, a little old lady came in and she said, where I come from, a pharmacist is half a doctor. So I got a big kick out of that, half a doctor. So that's what I am, half a doctor.
We're all on the same team.
That's it. We're all on the same team. Okay, Dr. Lopez is here under the auspices of Nordic Naturals, and Dr. Lopez is on the Nordic Naturals advisory board. Okay, I also we spent the first hour talking about fish oil and orthopedic problems and spinal stenosis and all sorts of things, But I came across another interesting article on omega-3 and fish intake. It says omega-3 and fish intake may prevent macular degeneration. And this was just a couple weeks ago, and it's published in the Archives of Ophthalmology. I guess that's the main magazine for the ophthalmologists. Anyway, the whole thing was they followed women for about 10 years, and you're talking about 38,000 women. So you got a lot of women there. They completed a food frequency questionnaire, and at the start, they were free of any age-related macular degeneration. And they followed these women, as I said, for 10 years, and at the end of that time, 235 of the women had been diagnosed with age-related macular degeneration, and they discovered that women with the highest intake of DHA had a 38% lower risk of developing macular degeneration, and those who had the highest levels of EPA had a 35% lower risk of age-related macular degeneration. And if you consumed one or more servings of fish per week versus less than one serving of fish per month, you had a 42% lower rate of macular degeneration. How's about that?
You gotta love it.
There was another one that I saw about omega-3s could ward off, the depression that seems to follow pregnancy. So that was another one. There's just all sorts of reasons to continue, and people should be using higher levels of omega-3s. DHA and EPA.
Arne, it's one of the easy sells about, fish oil for me, at least for my patient population, or even when I'm speaking you know, on the merits official or some new mechanism that we may find, officials working by, is that just about every organ system in the body can benefit from optimizing your omega-3 status. It really is pretty incredible and pretty powerful. It's why it's definitely the anchor in my supplement prescription for my patients.
Oh, yeah. You know, there are a number of things, you know, our my good friend Dr. Podell always says, you know, there are things in nutrition that seem to go from the alternative into the mainstream.
Yes.
And, you know, fish oil is one of those that started off in alternative medicine, and now it's mainstream with that, you know, the drug they have, Lovasa, to help lower. All of a sudden, they realize that taking high doses of fish oil will lower triglycerides.
That's right.
And the other thing that's crossed over is vitamin D.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and
yeah,
I was just thinking the third one that's crossed over is probiotics. You know, they're using high doses of probiotics. You know, Acidophilus and Bifidus. So between and I guess CoQ10 has reached a point where it's crossed over as well.
Yes, absolutely. Can we make a prediction? Do you have a prediction as to which the next one you think may be crossing over?
Well, that's interesting. Well,
I have a prediction potentially. I think one of the next ones will probably be K, vitamin K.
Yeah,
you mean the K2?
Yeah, particularly K2. Yeah, with the menaquinone and the
osteoporosis. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, as well as potentially its role in arterial sclerosis.
Right.
As well. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Now, okay. Well, you know, while we mentioned, we did a show. I did a show about on K2. I think it was about 8 months ago or so, and it's very interesting because, you know, people think of vitamin K1, which is primarily involved with blood clotting, but, you know, vitamin K2, the menaquinone, which is found primarily in the fermented natto. You know, there's also a synthetic version, but the K2 from natto is just I explain it as it. You know, vitamin D helps the calcium get from the food into our blood, and vitamin K2 makes sure that the K winds up in your bones and not in your blood vessels.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it. I sometimes tell patients it's the vitamin D is getting all the people into the mall, and the vitamin K is turning them from window shoppers and actually getting them into the stores to actually do some shopping. So,
that's a good one. So, you know, what do you do anything special with K2, or is it just part of your part of what you do for people with osteoporosis, or just generally to keep as part of a good callus bone formula?
Well, it's definitely on my list for patients who, and of course, you know, they're coming in with an orthopedic or musculoskeletal issue. But if, in addition, they've got already they're diagnosed with osteoporosis or they have some sort of CAD or coronary artery disease, then I may be a little quicker to pull the trigger on optimizing their vitamin K status. And I'm working on a project right now where I'm looking at trying to develop a recovery blend for soft tissue injury and repair. So patients are coming in with tendonitis and partial rotator cuff tears, et cetera. And vitamin K, it potentially could be playing an important role there in terms of getting rid of some of the extracellular glutamate, which can prevent tendon healing in tendon injuries. And when you combine it with something like a very high-quality fish oil supplement, like the available from the Nordic brand, it can really be a nice adjunct.
Okay. Let me ask you this one. I told you I do some heavy-duty exercise a couple times a week. And, you know, afterwards, you know, I'm really... You know, I'll sometimes be muscle achy. You know, my muscles ache. What's the best thing to use when you're in that situation where you just really did yourself and, you know, you have this achiness?
Well, I think the key to do there is that make sure you pay attention to the nutrient timing and try to get a good recovery beverage in liquid form is usually most efficient post workout. So you can get a good easy source of essential amino acids. Whether you're using the free 8 essential amino acids in a powdered form and mixing it up into your drink, or using a good high quality whey protein isolate or a blend, a good high quality protein blend. I think that's something you can do that many individuals don't pay enough attention to. But post workout recovery drink or beverage could do a ton for abating muscle soreness and improving your recovery, so you can bounce back and get back to the gym without hindering your performance as quickly as possible. But if you already have all your other bases covered, which of course would include optimizing your omega-3 status and making sure you've got your fish oil, curcumin and boswellia can often do a good job, along with quercetin in a blend, of course, in a good antioxidant phytonutrient blend, would be a great thing for you to do, I think.
Okay, and you mentioned nutrient timing. Tell me about that.
Well, yeah.
So when would you take the whey protein, for example?
Well, there's actually evidence to suggest that it can be beneficial both pre and post workout. So if you're doing resistance training or even cardiovascular exercise or endurance aerobics, you can improve your recovery and your adaptation, your body's ability to adapt to the stresses you're imposing on it, by supplementing with a good high-quality protein source that's easy to digest, of course, and assimilate and bioavailable within half an hour pre, and then within anywhere between 30 to 90 minutes post, it seems like you've got a nice window where your skeletal muscles are very hungry for those.
Okay. Thank you. That's what I'm going to – I never really did the protein supplements, but thank you. I'm going to start.
Some people, I think they overdo the carbohydrate in those instances, and unless you're doing an ultra endurance event, or you're really an endurance athlete and doing more than 60 minutes of continuous aerobic exercise, you probably don't need much carbohydrate, and there's actually evidence to support that in the exercise science literature.
All right, beautiful.
So, yeah.
Okay. All right, we're going to pause for a short break. The phone number in the studio, 1-800-321-0710. Give us a call. Anything about vitamins, minerals, herbs, homeopathy, nutrition in general. 1-800-321-0710. We'll be right back.
Ideal Bowel Support from Jarrow Formulas. It contains a clinically documented human origin probiotic strain, Lactobacillus planetarum 299V. So, well, this particular strain resists stomach acid and bile salts and has been shown to be very effective in colonization of human intestinal mucosa. In fact, it's the strain used in human clinical studies for intestinal health and function. Each capsule contains a minimum of 10 billion viable cells. So, well, do you have problems with irregularity, problems with bloating, gas, intestinal discomfort? Bingo! Ideal Bowel Support from Jarrow is exactly what you need. A clinically documented probiotic for just those problems. Room temperature stable, vegetarian capsules. What are you waiting for? Ideal Bowel Support from Jarrow Formulas. Available at Wilner Chemists. Discount priced, of course.
Now, you don't find too many companies that have been around for 100 years, do you? To remain in business that long means they must be doing something right. Well, guess what? Wilner Chemists has been doing business in Manhattan since 1911. That means this is our 100th anniversary. What's the reason for our success? Well, all I know is that we try to offer a pleasant shopping experience, a wide variety of nutritional supplements and professional guidance, and how to properly choose and use the products that are right for you. And we do all this while offering some of the best discount prices you'll find. And to celebrate our 100-year anniversary, we'll be giving away prizes, setting up special seminars and health fairs, and in addition to our usual sales, we'll have additional special anniversary sale discount deals throughout the year. These anniversary deals will offer products at 50% off or better. Right now, we have a long list of products from 50 to 75% off. Be sure to check our website, www.wilner.com, for both the regular winter sale discounts as well as the special anniversary sale discounts. And if there was ever a time to be on the Wilner Chemist mailing list, this is it. You'll want to be kept informed on everything we have going on this year. Just add your name and address. It's easy. You can do it on our website, wilner.com, by phone at 1-800-633-1106, or in the stores. And while you're on the Wilner.com website, by the way, be sure to enter our drawings for free prizes and check out all the informative articles, reference materials, and audio files of previous radio shows. You can look up product prizes, even place your order on the website as well. That's Wilner.com. Even better, visit us at either of our two stores in Manhattan or our store in Atlanta. In Manhattan, our Midtown store is at 100 Park Avenue, 41st and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal. The downtown store is at 253 Broadway, near the corner of Murray Street, right across from City Hall. In Atlanta, we're conveniently located in the heart of Buckhead at 2900 Peachtree Road. Wilner Chemist, a nutritional supplement professionals. We'll be back in just a moment.
I want to take a moment to tell you about a product from Wilner Chemists designed specifically to prevent and treat osteoporosis. The product is called Bone Complex, and it's the most powerful combination of nutrients available for supporting bone health. Bone Complex is intended for those for whom just a calcium supplement is not enough, those who either already have osteoporosis or are at risk. It contains active forms of calcium, magnesium, and vitamin D. Equally important, but missing from other products, are the trace minerals such as boron, silica, zinc, copper, and manganese. And Bone Complex also contains soy isoflavone concentrate and the new powerful anti-osteoporosis agent, Ipraflavone. Bone Complex is designed to complement your regular supplement regimen. Wilner Chemist Bone Complex, the serious nutritional supplement for those who need maximum bone support and osteoporosis treatment. Call 1-800-633-1106 for more information, or stop by either Wilner Chemist store in Manhattan or the Atlanta, Georgia store. 1-800-633-1106.
And Bone Complex now on sale at 30% off list price at Wilner Chemists. Do you have mushroom wisdom? In Asia, medicinal mushrooms are relied upon for their unique ability to promote health and well-being. Now, Mushroom Wisdom brings the immunity-boosting benefits of maitake mushrooms to your everyday healthy lifestyle in maitake defraction supplements. Defraction is a proprietary compound largely responsible for maitake's immune support benefits. Mushroom Wisdom extracts defraction from the purest maitake mushrooms, grown in a pristine environment free of pesticides and fertilizers, and brings it to you in defraction tablets, capsules, and tincture. Mushroom Wisdom introduced maitake extract to America nearly 20 years ago. Its maitake defraction supplements are now relied upon by a large number of healthcare professionals and consumers for ultimate immune support, and defraction has been used in numerous cancer studies at leading university medical centers. Experience the immune-boosting properties of Mushroom Wisdom maitake defraction supplements.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Yeah, welcome back. Arnie Gitomer, along with Dr. Richard Podell, our special guest, Dr. Hector Lopez. And we're talking about all good things about fish oil and... we are also taking your phone calls, and the phone number in the studio is 1-800-321-0710. Okay, let's talk to Ron from Lawrenceville, New Jersey. Hi, Ron.
Hi. Question. cod liver oil versus regular fish oil, is there a disadvantage?
Not at all.
Well, it depends on the dose you use. In that cod liver oil has vitamin A, and we usually don't want to see huge amounts of vitamin A taken in. It also has vitamin D, where we're willing to see more.
Yeah.
So if you're going to be taking very high doses, like if you take 2-3 grams a day A fish oil, I would prefer to do that than to have the extra vitamin A without your... Arnie is wincing.
He doesn't believe this. Because the vitamin A level is really not... It's about, you know, you're talking about like 1,500 units.
That's all?
Yeah, yeah, it's not okay. It's not a really high level of vitamin A.
Yeah, I mean, I have the Nordic Gold cod liver oil.
Yeah, cod liver oil is a good form. Obviously, it does come from the liver of the fish, whereas the basic fish oil comes from the body of the fish. So what you're getting in cod liver oil, as Dr. Podell said, you're getting some natural A and D. And Dr. Podell's concern was that if you take a lot of it, you may be getting some too much vitamin A, which is, you know, a debatable question, you know.
Yeah, it says one teaspoonful equals 1,500 to 2,950 IUs of vitamin A.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So if you took a teaspoon, that's fine.
Okay.
If you take two, that's fine. If you took ten...
No.
You could take 10 fish oils.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That's a good point. The other one being that cod liver oil, in particular the composition of the fatty acid profile, is a little different from the whole body fish oil, and that the DHA is going to be slightly higher relative to the EPA. Yeah.
So the breakdown is you get a higher amount of EPA in relation to DHA than you do in the regular fish oil. You know, so by all means, either one, Ron, whichever one you like. Some people use the cod liver oil in a winter time when you don't get much sunshine, so they get some more of the natural vitamin D.
Okay.
And then switch off to the regular fish oil in the summertime.
Okay. All right. Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
All right. Thanks for the call. All right. Next, we have Steve calling from Manhattan.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. My question deals with the form that EPA and DHA come in.
Mm-hmm.
I'm curious on whether the guest prefers the triglyceride or the esterified form.
That's a great question. Yeah. I'm actually a fan of the triglyceride form, and there's a couple reasons for it. For one, there's two studies in particular, published by Dr. Dieberg and another one by Dr. Neubronner out of Germany, and basically comparing the ethyl ester form, because fish oil can come in ethyl ester form or it can come in a natural triglyceride form, and the triglyceride form has outperformed the ethyl ester form when you look at how much EPA and DHA is actually being utilized and being made part of the cell membranes. And that's actually been shown on both using omega-3 index, which is a test that you could use to take a look at how much EPA and DHA is actually part of the red blood cell membrane. And so the triglyceride form appears to be superior to the ethyl ester form, and that can raise some controversy in terms of the pharmaceutical Loveza versus over-the-counter fish oil. But I don't tend to shy away from controversy if it's a point that I think there's some body of evidence to suggest the triglyceride form is
okay. Now, which one is which?
So, well, the Loveza actually comes in it's ethyl esterified. And that's the...
Okay, the thing being, and I'll try to do this quickly, is fish oil naturally is found in the triglyceride form. When you purify the fish oil, which everybody has to do because it just needs purification, it breaks down that triglyceride form, and you now have the individual EPA and DHA. What Nordic Natural does, because it is the natural form, is after it's purified, they put it back into the triglyceride form.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So that's what's happening. Nordic Naturals goes to the extra trouble and expense of putting back that triglyceride backbone in there, And so, you know, I think that's definitely a good thing. Okay, I hope that that answers your question, Steve. But right now, we need to go to a break. ¶¶
of us is born with more than 100 billion brain cells. That's about 10 times the number of stars in the Milky Way, or about 20 times the number of people on planet Earth. But our brains don't stop there. New research shows that we continue to grow gray matter all the way through childhood, adolescence, and early adulthood. How do we make sure that the brains of our little ones are thriving? There is a simple answer. Pure, great-tasting fish oils from Nordic Naturals. Countless studies show that the omega-3s in fish oil provide crucial cranial support to children of all ages, improving learning, memory, and behavior. Over the last decade, Nordic Naturals has developed a complete line of omega-3 supplements and multivitamins just for kids. We've also recently begun offering a special training for parents on children's health. To get information about this unique opportunity or for a free educational coloring book and growth chart, call 800-662-2544 or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to your children's health, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
News Talk Radio 710 WOR.
I've been told that there are some of you out there who do not purchase your nutritional supplements from Wilner Chemists. Not many of you, but there are a few. I don't get it. Wilner Chemists is the oldest nutritionally oriented pharmacy in New York. They have one of the widest selections of vitamin products in the world, all at discount prices. And they have the most knowledgeable nutritionally trained pharmacists around, always ready to answer your questions about supplements. So, what's the problem? Location? Can't be. There are two convenient Wilner Chemists locations in New York. Midtown at 100 Park Avenue, one block south of Grand Central Terminal, and downtown at 253 Broadway across from City Hall. Both stores are big, friendly, and easy to get to. They even have a store in Atlanta, Georgia. Wilner Chemist has a website at wilner.com, and they have one of the best mail-order catalogs around. So get with it. Become a Wilner Chemist customer. 1-800-633-1106 or on the web at wilner.com. That's 1-800-633-1106. Wilner Chemist, the nutritional supplement professionals.
Now to Ed Kalecki for the traffic.
Thanks. We've got triple on the West Side Highway, and this report is brought to you by the New York Life Insurance Company. Southbound on the West Side Highway at 125th Street, an accident there has the left lane block delays. They stretch back to the 130s. Northbound rubbernecking delays, they go back down to the 100s. Hudson River crossings at the inbound Holland Tunnel delays 30 minutes in both 1 and 9 and the Turnpike. Outbound a 20-minute delay. Outbound Lincoln Tunnel delays from all approaches, but 11th Avenue is the best right now. Inbound a 30-minute delay at the inbound George Washington Bridge. Upper level delays 20 minutes. The lower level now also 20 minutes. Outbound, you're fine. In New Jersey, northbound New Jersey Turnpike between exits 7 and 8. Slow traffic there and pockets of delays for up to 15 miles through the area. The New York Life Insurance Company, 166 years of experience and the highest possible ratings for financial strength, will help keep your family safe and secure. Learn more at www.newyorklife.com. I'm Ed Kalecki, News Talk Radio 710 WOR.
Looking for a good doctor? Wouldn't it be great if you could find a medical doctor who was expert not only in conventional medicine, but also an expert in integrative or alternative medicine? Well, if you've been listening to the show, you know that the answer to this elusive quest is sitting right here in our studio, Dr. Richard Podell. Why integrative medicine? Well, most chronic health problems do better when we add holistic support for the body's natural healing systems. This includes nutrition, natural hormones, herbal medicines, and mind-body techniques. Conditions that respond best include chronic fatigue, low thyroid, fibromyalgia, chronic depression, stress-related disorders, osteoporosis, and irritable bowel. Dr. Podell has offices in both Summit and Somerset, New Jersey. Telephone is 908-273-7770. That's 908-273-7770 or on the web at drpodell.org. drpodell.org.
As a busy woman, I don't always do the things I need to do to stay healthy. Between work, errands, and the kids, I'm constantly on the run. The real problem is that my hectic lifestyle leaves me vulnerable. So, to help keep my immune system strong, I count on Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. The secret to Kyolic's ability to help you stay healthy and energetic lies in its powerful antioxidant content. Kyolic is also up to 50 times richer in actives compared to raw garlic, and it won't give you that telltale called garlic breath. Plus, it's organically grown. While you're busy taking care of everyone else, make sure to take a few minutes every day and take care of yourself with Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. It's what I rely on to help me stay healthy no matter how hectic my life gets.
Available everywhere fine nutritional supplements are sold. Visit Kyolic.com or call 1-800-421-2998 for a free sample today. 1-800-421-2998. Have you had your Kyolic today?
Looking through the window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Welcome back. Arnie Gitomer along with Dr. Richard Podell, our special guest, Dr. Hector Lopez. And before we get back, I want to urge you to check out the sales now in effect at Wilner Chemists. As part of our 100-year anniversary celebration, we have all sorts of great discounts in place, including the four CoQ10 supplements from Solgar, 100, 120, 200, 400 milligrams, on sale at 75% off list. We also have 50% off discounts on products from Ascenta Health, Country Life, Da Vinci Labs, Garden of Life, Healthy Origins, Jarrow, Lane Labs, Life Extension, Mia Rose Natural Factors, New Chapter, Quality of Life, and Source Naturals. You can check www.wilner.com for the full listing. And our phone number in the studio is 1-800-321-0710. And let's talk to Judy from Sandy Hook, New Jersey. Hi, Judy. Judy, you there? No. Okay, we lost Judy. Let's try Mary Lou from Neptune, New Jersey.
Hi.
Hiya.
How are you?
Good, and you?
I'm good, thank you. I have a question about astaxanthin and bioidentical hormone replacement therapy.
All right, sure.
I take the bioidentical hormones, and I would like to take astaxanthin, but I recently read that it could affect hormones. Is it still safe to take, or shouldn't I take it, or what should I do?
Yeah, what did it say? How would you think astaxanthin affects hormones?
I read on the internet, you know, but it didn't say exactly how. It just said it could affect hormones.
Did it say it affects it good or bad?
It didn't specify, and I thought, well, maybe I shouldn't take it until I know if it was, you know, if there were any known dangerous side effects to astaxanthin with the bioidentical hormones.
Okay, so why do you want to take astaxanthin?
Well, it gives you endurance and energy and that kind of thing.
Okay.
I mean, I take a list of supplements, but I figured I run, you know, like 3.5 to 4 miles a day, and I could always use the extra energy and certainly the endurance for that. So.
All right. Well, we have. Let's see what Dr. Lopez says.
Actually, I really couldn't. Couldn't really surmise what astaxanthin would potentially do negatively to interact with anyone who's on bioidentical hormone replacement therapy.
I didn't think either.
I don't know, Dr. Prebel, would you?
No, I'm not aware of its hormonal interaction, but I've never really studied it very carefully. So I think the problem with the internet is you never know what you're getting. Now, there may be an article there that we've missed, but I haven't seen it.
Most probably. Mary Lou, you know, there's nothing going on there. But astaxanthin is, one of the new, I guess one of the newer antioxidants. It's very, very good. I would definitely use it. But once again, as probably not as an isolated nutrient, just part of a blend. Make sure you're getting all the antioxidants, you know, vitamin E, vitamin C, all of those things. You know, all of the bioflavonoids, all of the carotenoids, the lycopene, the lutein, you know, that, and astaxanthin is definitely one you could add to that armamentarium. But I don't know that it's going to be giving you that extra energy that you want.
Well, it's worth a try anyway.
There's lots of things which are good for energy. You can we haven't mentioned, for example, maybe adding ribose to one of your pre-workout drinks, or maybe creatine or something like that.
Okay.
You know, so, but there's all sorts of good things.
Okay. Well, great. I thank you very much for your time and your answer.
Okay, Mary Lou.
Have a good day.
You too. All right, Jacqueline from Long Island. Hi, Jacqueline.
Hi, I'm concerned about an article that I read recently with respect to calcium now being a culprit as far as causing calcification in women's hearts, and I don't know if I should stop taking calcium.
No, you shouldn't. That's the quick answer, and we'll go into why. Okay? You know, one of the things that Dr. Lopez mentioned earlier was vitamin K2. And one of the reasons that K2 is such a wonderful nutrient is it sort of gets the calcium going into your bone and not into your blood vessels. So avoiding calcium is not the answer. It's avoiding calcium. It's directing calcium away from your blood vessels and your heart tissue and any other tissue and getting it into the bone.
Yeah, guess what happens if you don't take any calcium in your diet? You know where the body's going to get the calcium? It's going to take it out of your bone.
It's going to take it out of your bone and out of your teeth.
Right.
You know, so it's a no-win situation doing that.
Well, thank you very much for your help.
All righty. You're very welcome. Okay, 1-800-321-0710. That's where we are here. Okay, do we have a caller, Ira? No. Okay, not yet. All righty. Okay, getting back to the caller just asked about the calcium. That's an interesting issue.
Yeah.
What do you do, Dr. Lopez, to make sure that indeed that doesn't happen with your patients? Losing calcium.
Quite frankly, I think that happens when patients are taking more than 1,500 to 2,000 milligrams of calcium in isolation. So they're not taking it with some of the other key factors that are going to make sure that calcium is getting where it needs to be, as opposed to staying in the atherosclerotic vessels and increasing our coronary calcium score, which is what that study was looking at. Mm-hmm. In addition to some of those outcomes. So I think as long as the patient is optimized on their vitamin D and K and not taking excess, many of my patients, even the osteopenic and osteoporotic patients, don't really need more than 800 to 1,000 milligrams of calcium, particularly if they're already on a good dose of vitamin D and their 25-hydroxy vitamin D is optimized. So that's my take on it.
I agree. I agree. I always felt that if you had a robust vitamin D level and had good intake of vitamin K2, you're really getting you don't have to force feed all sorts of large amounts of calcium. And I think that's what a lot of people are doing in order to maintain calcium levels when they don't have adequate vitamin D levels. They're just taking, heroic amounts of calcium.
Right, and I guess that's the question that us clinical researchers really need to try to answer. And if we can try to answer that question and set up a study and design it to answer that question, that would be great information.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, I agree. All right, Michelle from Danbury, Connecticut. Welcome to the Wilner Window.
Thank you. I have a question about lecithin and zinc in relationship to arterial plaque.
Okay.
How active are they in clearing out the arterial plaque?
Lecithin and zinc.
Yes.
Okay, lecithin is a fat, as you know. It comes from soy. And it's rich in something called linoleic acid, okay? And it also is rich in what they call phospholipids, phosphatidylcholine, things like that. I think there may be some better things available, especially these days with fish oil. I prefer fish oil to lecithin. You have anything to say about that, Dr. Lopez?
Yeah, I agree. Quite frankly, I think that there are very few indications where I would specifically recommend a patient go out of their way to consume lecithin in isolation, since we are already, as a society, taking so much linoleic acid as it is, and we're sort of running in a state of omega-6 overload and arachidonic acid overload. We've got too much omega-6 versus omega-3, a 20-to-1 ratio versus 2-to-1 or 3-to-1 where it should be. So then for atherosclerotic plaque regression, there's actually preliminary evidence, again, as you mentioned, looking at fish oil, particularly for carotid artery atherosclerotic plaque. So, yeah, I think there are better things you could do outside of zinc and lecithin. That's my take.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, Michelle?
Fish oil contains fat, saturated fat.
No, fish oil can...
Not really.
Most fish oil is unsaturated fat.
Yeah, but the bottle I'm taking, it says 1 gram of saturated fat per teaspoon.
Yeah.
Should I discontinue that brand?
That's right. And how many grams of unsaturated fat?
Yeah, I think there's always going to be some saturated fat.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's the ratio of the unsaturated to the saturated.
What should the ratio be?
As much as possible.
Well, it's not just the unsaturated, because the linoleic acid is unsaturated.
Yeah.
You want the omega-3 type of unsaturated. You want the olive oil type of unsaturated. You don't really need more of the linoleic arachidonic acid forming type of fatty acid. So
yeah.
it's the fish oil type omega-3 that we want more of, and the routine vegetable oil type that we really want less of.
Okay. What about zinc in terms of plaque? Arterial plaque.
Yeah, I'm not aware of it, zinc being particularly useful for that. Zinc is very good for supporting the immune system, and as people get older, there's a lot of zinc deficiency, and that probably contributes to susceptibility to infections. So that's where I look at zinc mostly.
Yeah, and it had some benefit in cataracts and things like that, but I don't know that it's a major player in the atherosclerotic problem.
Okay, thanks. Can I ask a question about calcium?
Sure.
Well, I was told by my doctor not to have extra calcium because it did get into my bloodstream and it caused a kidney stone. So I'm very wary of taking multivitamins with calcium. How much K2 could I have to counteract any calcium? How do I determine that?
Yeah. The usual dose of K2 is about 90 micrograms a day. I think that's the dose that's preferred at this particular point.
Do I have to supplement with it, or do I get it through my natural?
No, you need to use it as a supplement. The supplement is called MK7. M is in Mary, K is in King, -7, MK7.
Okay, and I take about 1 day.
1 a day is good, 2 a day is good. That's about all you need.
Okay, thank you.
And the current thinking is that even when you have had kidney stones, you don't want to restrict calcium too much. Adding a decent amount of calcium doesn't really increase the risk of further kidney stones. But it's a complicated issue. It's a medical issue, one that we're not going to advise about on the radio because it's going to differ for each person.
Okay. Thanks for that call, Michelle. All right. We need to pause for another break. You're listening to the Wilner Window. This is Arnie Gatomer along with Dr. Richard Podell, our special guest, Dr. Hector Lopez. We will all be right back.
Lately, there's been a buzz about probiotics, but some of us are still left wondering what they are and why they're so important. The term probiotic refers to dietary supplements or foods that contain beneficial or good bacteria, comparable to those normally found in your body. These good bacteria are depleted by the stresses of everyday modern life. Probiotics help to keep your digestion healthy and boost your overall immune health. In order to maintain the correct ratio of good to bad bacteria, it's necessary for us to supplement our diets with a high-quality probiotic. Dr. O'Hara's award-winning Probiotics 12 Plus is a pioneer of probiotic supplementation. Each capsule contains superior natural ingredients and no refrigeration is required, making it perfect for traveling.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is available at Wilner Chemists or on the web at wilner.com. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus, an evolutionary leap in probiotic science. Feel the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Looking for a multivitamin that has everything? One that you can rely on as the cornerstone of your nutritional supplement program? Well, Wilner Chemist has the answer. Wilvite. Wilvite is a complete multivitamin multimineral tablet that has it all. Vitamins, trace minerals, antioxidants, and a full 1,000 milligram of calcium along with 500 milligrams of magnesium per four tablets. Everything you need in the proper balance. Don't shortchange yourself by taking a drugstore one-a-day multi. Remember, the minerals calcium and magnesium are just as important as the vitamins. What is important is that you take your minerals in the right ratio. With Wilvite, you don't have to worry. Everything you need is in one easy-to-take, properly balanced formula. Wilvite is available from Wilner Chemists. Stop by either of the two Wilner Chemist stores in Manhattan or the new Atlanta store. Log on to Wilner.com or call 1-800-633-1106 and ask for the big free catalog. That's 1-800-633-1106. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals.
And Wilvite is now on sale at Wilner Chemists at 30% off list price.
Blue Bonnet Nutrition, with its finger on the pulse of nutritional science, has introduced one of the most revolutionary cardio support formulas on the market, High Gamma Natural Vitamin E Complex. This gluten-free, kosher-certified formula brings together both sides of the vitamin E family, tocopherols and tocotrienols, with especially high levels of the gamma form. Recent research has found that a total vitamin E complex containing all of the family members, including alpha, beta, delta, and gamma tocopherols and tocotrienols, may provide more heart health benefits than just alpha tocopherol alone. So although Blue Bonnet will never claim to mend a broken heart, if you choose High Gamma Natural Vitamin E Complex, you will never skip a beat. Blue Bonnet's High Gamma Natural Vitamin E Complex, another cardio support formula from Blue Bonnet, available at Wilner Chemist, discount priced, of course. You'll love it.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back, Arnie Gotomer, along with Dr. Richard Podell and our special guest, Dr. Hector Lopez. And I want to tell you that this portion of the Wilner Window is being brought to you by New Chapter, a company that trusts the wisdom of nature with supplements formulated with the benefit of whole food concentrates. New Chapter, the whole truth. And as part of Wilner Chemist 100-year anniversary celebration, the two New Chapter products, Every Woman 2, the 48 size, and Bone Strength Take Care, the 60 size, are on sale at one-half price. And I want to remind you one more time, as part of Wilner Chemist's 100-year anniversary celebration, we have special sales and contests we've told you about. Check the website, www.wilner.com, for details. But here's the latest news. Check your calendar. Save the date. Saturday, June 4th. Plan to attend our biggest and best seminar and health fair. It'll be at the Grand Hyatt Hotel on 42nd Street, right next to Grand Central Terminal, Saturday, June 4th. It'll be two events in one, with a day of educational lectures and lunch, and at the same time, over 35 different nutritional supplement companies will have displays and demos and samples. The date again, Saturday, June 4th, the place, the Grand Hyatt Hotel in Manhattan. The cost for everything, lectures, lunch, health fair, only $34.95. You'll get back more than that, and all the freebies will be given away. We'll call 1-800-633-1106 from Monday through Friday to reserve your spot. You won't want to miss this event. Okay, that said, let's talk to Jerry from Atlanta. Welcome to the Wilner Window.
Hi, Arnie. How you doing?
Good.
We've spoken before.
All right.
A couple questions. First, somebody that's got elevated mercury, I've read that it's sometimes better to use a plant-based omega rather than your standard omega. Have you heard anything about that?
A plant-based omega.
I'm not sure what they are, but...
A plant-based...
Microalgae or whatever?
Well, that's probably flaxseed oil, huh?
Well, the plant-based omega usually is... The one usually used is flaxseed oil.
Oh, flaxseed is a plant-based?
Yeah, that's the... You know, the problem there is that the active form of the omega-3 is EPA and DHA, and the flaxseed oil is... The omega-3 there is called alpha-linolenic acid. And the body can convert some of that into EPA and DHA, but it doesn't happen very well. So, you know, if you really want to get some omegas, you should be using the fish oil-based omega product.
I use the Nordic Naturals.
That's the right one.
Yep, and the other question, a couple other questions. I've talked to you before. I had open heart surgery, the robotic surgery, back in September.
Oh yeah.
And I stopped taking my. I was taking way before that the MK7, SK2, the Jaro, the 90M CGs.
Right.
And I haven't taken it lately. And I've, you know, I don't know if you believe in arm testing or whatever. It says it's not good for me right now. I'm not on Plavix. I'm just on metoprolol, Vasotec, and basiaspirin and a statin. I'm not on any blood thinners.
Okay.
So I'm not sure. I don't know if you can buy them.
I would continue the MK7. I realize I know what you're doing. You're talking about kinesiological testing, and if it's up to you.
And the other one other question, real quickly, for a viral infection. We've been black elderberry. That's pretty good, isn't it?
You're talking about the
Gaia, the liquid.
Yeah, that's elderberry. There was one study years ago about elderberry shortening the duration of flus. Okay, it was a specific type of elderberry. We don't know if that sort of thing crosses over or not, but lots of things you can do for that type of thing, the viral stuff. You can take the elderberry, you can take large amounts of vitamin C, you can take echinacea, you can take golden seal, you can take all the mushroom formulas. You know, we're advertising products from a company called Mushroom Wisdom.
Yeah, my wife takes
all sorts of stuff. When I get that type of thing, I just throw everything at it.
Terrific.
That's what you have to do.
Okay. All right. Appreciate it, Arnie.
Okay, Jerry. Right. Good talking to you.
Thank you. Take care. Bye.
All right. Let's talk to Peggy from Brooklyn, New York.
Hello.
Hi, Peggy.
Yes. I have your just got my new catalog and the anniversary sale, and I don't know which one of the Solga Coach Q10, and there's like 100, 120, 200, and 400. Now, how would you decide which one of those to choose?
Well, that's a good question. You know, we got two MDs here. Let's see what they say. Dr. Lopez, what do you say?
Well, you know, there's the controversy between whether the ubiquinol or the reduced version of coenzyme Q10 is optimal for bioavailability and utilization. That might be more of an issue in individuals who have digestive.
I think she was just talking about the dosage of the original CoQ10.
Oh, the original? No, it's what are the doses?
Yeah, and what dose would you recommend?
I like 100 to 200 milligrams. If someone's on a statin, I'd like to get them into that 200 milligram range a day.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree. There are roles, perhaps, for going into very, very high coenzyme Q levels. But right now, 100, 200, 300 is, I think, what most people would be comfortable with. You can actually measure the level of coenzyme Q in the blood, though. And once you have those levels, I mean, one might argue to push the blood level up to where you want it rather than count how much you're taking.
Right, you could titrate to that level, mm-hmm.
So to answer your question, Peggy, 100 to 200 milligrams a day of CoQ10.
And I'm getting me B12 injections once a week.
Okay.
I have to take, I'm 80 years old now, and they saw that I had very low on my blood test. It was, B12 was very low, and my D was very low.
I hope you're taking vitamin D as well.
That's another good question. I wonder how much of vitamin D should I also take?
You need to get your level. You know, the levels of vitamin D they're talking about medically are probably around 30. You know, we in the alternative field think it should be much higher.
Right. So, but I want to buy the vitamin pills, and I don't know how.
What's your vitamin D level?
I think it was about 40 or 20. 20. It was 20, I think.
Okay. Well, as a first step, you want to get it up into the 30s. Then people can discuss whether you should go higher still. But what you do is raise the dose in steps, talking with your doctor, and every month after you've changed the dose, you measure the vitamin D level again.
Yeah.
Or 2,000? on the vitamin bottle, it says either 1,000 vitamin D3, and it says 1,000 bottle or 2,000 bottle. I don't know which one to buy.
Well, you can take 1,000 and just take a few capsules a day, and then you'll be easier to just add or reduce it. Okay, so that's what I would recommend. But if you want to do the 2,000, you could do that as well. No big deal.
Right, as long as you then measure the dose later and see where you are.
Okay, well, you hear that music Noah plays. That means we're ready to hear a little message about Ginseng Energy Blend.
Are you tired, feeling the effects of stress, mental burnout, fatigue, poor immune function? If so, you're likely to benefit from adaptogenic herbs. Adaptogenic herbs include Chinese and American ginseng and Eleutherococcus or Siberian ginseng. The Wilner Chemist liquid herbal supplement Ginseng Energy Blend contains all these forms of ginseng along with licorice, ginkgo biloba, faux tea, ginger, and codenopsis. This blend is designed to enhance emotional, physical, and mental energy. Wilner's Phytotech Ginseng Energy Blend comes in a regular tincture and also as an alcohol-free version. These adaptogenic herbs have a long history of enhancing stamina, boosting energy, and helping the body cope with stress. Wilner Chemist's Phytotech Ginseng Energy Blend, no caffeine, no sugar, now on sale as part of the Wilner Chemist 100-year anniversary celebration at one-half price.
Okay, this portion of the Wilner Window has been brought to you by New Chapter, a company that trusts the wisdom of nature with supplements formulated with the benefit of whole food concentrates. New Chapter gives you the whole truth. Dr. Lopez, thank you for joining us today.
Oh, thanks for having me on, Arnie. It was a real pleasure. It was fun.
Well, thanks for giving up part of your Easter, and happy Easter.
Thanks.
Okay. All right. The Wilner Window is here on WOR and WGKA in Atlanta every Sunday from 2 to 4 o'clock. So make sure you join us again next Sunday. We'll be here. We hope you will, too.
Thank you for listening to The Wilner Window. We hope you've enjoyed the show. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacy in the country, and by your hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, the nutritional supplement professionals.
On WOR New York, you have been listening to The Wilner Window, brought to you by Wilner Chemists. WOR's airing of this program constitutes neither an endorsement of the products offered or of the ideas expressed. You've been listening to a podcast from News Talk Radio 710 WOR New York. Visit us online at WOR710.com.